Here we are.
The technical problems in New York have been solved.
That is terrific. We're back on the air. Bing and Bong.
Bing and Bong are back on the air.
Here in Denver, Colorado.
Yes. We're backstage in Denver, Colorado. We hadn't been here in 8 years. That means you could have put a kid through high school and college since we've been here. My time flies. It only seems like about two to me.
Did we have fun the last time we were
here?
Yes,
we did. We played this very hockey arena. There's ice on the floor here. We're like really in Finland.
We are.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's ice down there.
Yeah, and it's, I think you feel fall in the air here in Denver.
There is a little fall in the air here.
But I understand you're going to a more of a tropical place at the end of this after the Las Vegas show.
That's right, Mike. Would you like to ask me some questions
about
that?
I'd love to, Jimmy.
Well, fire away,
big boy. So what are you going to be doing over there besides trying to go surfing?
Well, I hear it's the end of the tour. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
I kind of equate this tour to, you know, like when the tectonic plates of the earth are always in constant motion and everybody thinks that the ground is really solid, but we're really moving all the time.
Well, I know
that.
Does
that sound deep or heavy to you?
It does. I understand that. I think that you have a song.
That's the way I attribute this tour, because that Mr. Ryan, you remember in Hoot, he talked about tectonic plates and the shifting of the earth's crust.
Yes.
That's the way we tour. We're just constantly in motion, though we may look like we're standing still. So
you're in motion going over to Hawaii to do something
special.
The
tour is over, but I'm still in motion.
Yes.
That's my point.
That's your point. Okay. And what are you going to be doing in motion over there?
It had started out as just a vacation to, you know, reward myself for as
a job well done.
A job well done. As people don't know, like, we've been here since April.
That's right.
Now, everybody thinks we just come out for a week here or there, but psychologically, we're on the road like a baseball team.
That's right. It's a season.
So the season is about to be over as we know it for this year. So I was going on vacation, and then the tectonic plate popped up.
And what did it say to you?
It said, dun 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 dun.
You know, Hawaii 5-0.
Yes.
That's what you're going to be doing.
I am guest starring on Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, boy.
Frank Bama.
Oh, is he going to be flying?
Frank Bama is going to be flying. He's going to be flying.
All right.
So I'm doing 2 days. I guess they're the Hawaii 5-0 guys. I like that show. You ever watch that show? It's a cool show.
It's cool.
I like it because they pay tribute to the old Jack Lord series, and it's kind of cool, and Hawaii looks great in HD.
Oh, yeah.
Just makes you want to go there.
Well, that's what you're doing.
They shoot a lot of people in Hawaii. You know, when I'm over there surfing, I don't see all these people blowing up and getting killed. But I guess that's what they do on TV.
That's the other side of the tracks.
I think that's called, what do they call it? There's a term for that. Come on.
A term?
I used it tonight at Soundcheck.
About film, about what they do. Yeah, the
like in
license that they take.
Yeah.
Creative license?
Creative license. They take a little creative license to create adventure.
But they really don't shoot that many
people
over there.
I can't tell you, but let me just tell you what.
What?
There's a lot of flying and a lot of shooting and pretty women in Frank Bama's 2 days of shooting.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm going to go. Well, it's work, you know, but it's going to be fun. And then I'm going to
12-hour days.
I'm going to surf a little more. I've done a 12-hour day before.
I know you have.
But why did you float that one out there?
I just want to let you know they are 12-hour days.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, some people say I try to put 36 hours into a 24-hour day, but I don't do that.
Yeah.
This is only 12. This is
nothing.
This is nothing.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I've read the script. It's exciting. And it's more than a walk-on. This isn't like just, hello, how are you? This is Frank's involved.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting.
But I can't give anything else away.
Well, do you know, is it going to be later on this season?
Yes, it'll be on this season.
Well, you'll have to stay tuned for that.
Oh, you're going to have to stay tuned for that,
gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Frank Bama's coming out of retirement.
All right.
So, and then I'm going to surf and go fishing and see some friends, and then that's about it.
That sounds good.
Then we're done. Then I got to go get a few things repaired. We're not as young as we used to be, so I got to go into pits for a little bit.
Right.
I got to fix some shit.
It's a major tune-up.
It's time for a tune-up here. Well, it's been good, and it's great to be back in Denver. You know, I used to live up here in the mountains.
I know. This is your own stomping grounds.
I had a child born up in these mountains.
That's right.
And so it's always fun. And I remember my early touring days in Denver at the old Cafe York. You probably played there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
So, we are sold out.
I know. That's terrific.
Whoop-dee-doo on a Tuesday night.
Sounds
and Denver's good.
Good.
I like downtown Denver now. I haven't been in a while. It's
nice.
good meals, good hotels.
Yeah.
Saw a great movie. So, you want to be the movie critic?
It was terrific.
Yes.
Moneyball.
We went to see Moneyball.
Yeah.
Good movie. It's Brad Pitt, I think the best role he's ever done.
I have to say, it's very romantic.
You cry. No, I'm going to tell you what. Mike Early cried in the
leave.
Movie. There's no crying
leave.
In baseball.
Oh, yeah,
didn't
there
you
is.
See Tom Hanks?
Oh.
You were crying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he had to leave the film.
Because
he was so emotionally involved.
That's right.
Actually, you had to go to dinner, I know.
I had to go to dinner.
But I didn't leave because I you'd seen it before.
I had seen it, yeah.
But
it's better the same.
Joshua Hill, I mean, great acting, great story. Yeah. Go see it. I know Brad really needs the money, but I'm endorsing this movie.
Yes.
I'm giving it out of...
Two thumbs up?
Two thumbs up.
All right.
Two thumbs up. And I think this is a movie that even chicks would go to because they get to look at Brad Pitt. Now, he does look a lot like Robert Redford in The Natural, though, doesn't he? That's
no.
a little bit of that. No?
Yeah, I mean,
you
he
disagree
does, yeah.
with that?
No. I don't look at guys that way.
Oh. Really?
Oh, really?
No, I mean,
oh yeah,
women don't normally go see a baseball
no,
movie.
They don't.
Now
yeah.
they would see Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams because it had
right.
a little more story in it, right?
Right, right. This has
now
a great
I was
story
in a
line.
Baseball movie.
I know.
Yeah.
I remember it didn't make it. Did, what was it? What was that? Oh, the Ty Cobb story.
Yeah, Ty Cobb.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I don't think a lot of women went to that one.
No.
Well, that was Tommy Lee Jones. It is. Ty Cobb was a mean old bastard, you know, and he beat me up in that movie.
I know. That's what
yeah.
I said. He
I told him. I said,
he came into the stands and
yeah,
pulled
and
you
I
out
was,
of there.
Yeah, I had no. I was. I didn't have any hands. And he beat me up.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So, but I think chicks will go see this one because, you know, I think I'm just saying, you know, I'm getting in touch with my feminine side here. That wait, I better shut up here, shouldn't I? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
wait.
Just in time.
He's talking about his feminine side now.
I was talking about the movie that chicks would actually go see, Moneyball. What do you think? This is the Ed McMahon, the choreographer band, Mike Mooney. Now,
yeah, right.
Did you see Moneyball?
No, I have not seen it yet.
Oh,
what
then why are
doing?
We asking you this
yeah.
question?
I have no idea.
Do you have any guests here in Denver?
I have a few friends.
A few friends.
Yeah.
Some, they came down from Aspen.
Push it.
Yeah. Friends. Oh, excuse me. I got a little thump in my throat. Yeah.
Friends kind of know you too. You used to live in Aspen.
I did. Yes,
yeah,
we were talking
just
about
that.
The days under the golden aspen trees.
If I'm not mistaken, you're one of the gypsies in the palace, isn't he? Yeah.
He was.
He was. Yeah. 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 You.
He was a Down Valley Doughboy on our
yeah,
and our
good.
Hot red hot softball team.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we late?
Yeah. Right at the time to go.
Oh, we can. Yeah. We're just.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think that's.
That's a clue.
Wrap it up.
That's
wrap
a signal. Looks like we got to wrap this up.
Yep.
Must be the altitude.
Yeah.
I don't know, but Elo's coming out of the blocks here.
Yeah, right. There's JL going to his
and
station.
Los Lost Boys.
Yeah. Hit oxygen, not
oxygen.
Yeah, right.
I don't need no stinking oxygen.
Oh, there was a day.
Oh, there was a day.
There was a day at Red Rocks.
Let's, we got to go to work.
Yeah, okay.
All right. We'll save that tale for next time we're back here.
Okay.
And it won't be 8 years. We like it. We're going to come back. We got some surprises up the trail.
All right.
Yes. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Bing and Bong are off. Elo's heading to the stage. Whoop-dee-doo. Here we go. All Tuesday night, Finland on the ice, Denver, Colorado. Be there.